Food, film, and music. Some of our greatest loves in life. Welcome to Seems to Me with your co-hosts, Sibeline Sariano and Steve Ricardo.
Are you pulling up sexy pictures on your phone,
no,
Mr. Ricardo?
I'm looking at my
he's getting
Instagram
a little
page.
Horn dog on me here at the beginning of the show.
Are we live?
Yes.
Oh,
we are.
I'm sorry.
Hello, party people.
I was not looking at porn on my phone. I was
okay.
Not.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, you're frisky.
He just
today.
Shows me some tits and ass.
No,
and
I
tells
did not.
Me
I showed you a girl working out, and she had her butt hanging out.
Yeah,
what am I supposed to do?
With a fucking thong, something or other on.
Hey, it's the new generation.
Jesus
it's the TikTok
Christ
generation.
Almighty.
What do you want?
This TikTok generation.
Listen to you, Miss
Give
Memorial
me a
Day.
Break. Yeah. Thank God I had a good weekend, you know?
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were alive.
Yes. All right. So podcast eight.
Eight.
Infinity eight. I love it. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It was a weird weekend, though, because I feel bad for all these people that planned all these cookouts and barbecues and stuff. I wasn't one of them, but
I actually don't feel bad
nasty
for any of them.
New England. It was nasty New England weather.
Oh,
it was like 45 degrees in May.
We go from like winter to summer, back to winter, back to summer, and pretty soon it's going to be 100 degrees, and we're all going to be complaining about it because we get no spring here.
Thursday, I'm looking for an air conditioner. Friday, I got the heat on. You know?
Yes. Exactly. I don't have my air conditioners in the windows yet, and it was dog balls hot. And then...
Are you going to say dog balls once every show?
I think it's the best goddamn word I could use.
Okay, Miss Dog Balls.
Yep, it's hot as dog balls. That's
what did you do for the weekend? Because you're the one that usually goes on these escapades.
Yeah, I had, so I worked until 1 o'clock in the morning on Friday night because I am hanging the grand opening show. I was just telling Mike, I've done the whole thing myself. And you know what? I'm having the best time doing it because I'm showing people the artist process, which is so cool. Like the people that have come in. Because I'm hanging it and I'm open, right? Like people mm-hmm. are able to come in and see the process of the hanging of it because I'm like, well, yeah, I'm open. Here you go. Come on in. So
is it well hung? Sorry, I had to pull a Sibeline line
one,
out of my
good
back.
Good one. Oh, that's good. Thank you.
Because I know you're very concerned about everything being well hung.
It's got to be hung well. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I
does it hang to the left or to the right?
You're the one hanging it. So oh, I think that's great that you're doing everything yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hadn't intended on it, but I am quite the perfectionist. And I need everything on this show to be like, I need to do it myself. I need the control. And I won't be like this for every show, but this one means so much to me. It's the grand opening. It's my favorite of all of his artwork.
Sibeline, the Art Gallery, 460 Harrison Street, South End, Boston.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, the best way, because people are telling me a lot that they don't know how to get in.
5 o'clock, right?
So June 4th, this show will air on June 3rd.
Yeah, tomorrow.
And
come by tomorrow. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Vintage String is playing, so
yes,
I want to
so
see
we
that.
Have, it'll be live music. It's a violinist. She sounds phenomenal. And there will be live music playing the whole time from 5 to 9, you know, roughly. She'll take a couple breaks. I keep talking to people about how, like, this is a space I want to host events in. I want to do live music. I want to do intimate, you know, shows. I want to do networking. And then I had this person who was like, oh, I got married in an art gallery. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. What an incredible, like, market. Like, all these people that had to cancel weddings. And they could do a small intimate wedding in an art gallery. How fucking cool would that be? So if
pretty
you
fucking
are
cool.
If you're looking for a space to do an event in, come
or get
talk
married.
To me. Sibylline, the art gallery, and you want to enter off of like the Albany Street side. There's two parking lots there. 367
the
Albany.
Street was the cheap lot, right?
Yeah, that's under the highway. That'll be $2.50 each hour up to $20 max. Whereas the lot in front of my building is $25 for the day, but you get 90 minutes free. And then like for the first 2 hours, it's $10 or something like that.
There
anyway.
Is street parking, but it's hard to get. But if you do get it,
yeah,
you get two
people
free
tell
hours.
Me they get street
I've
parking
been
all the
lucky
time.
Every,
yeah.
three
I can't
out
do
of
it.
Four
just,
times.
You know.
I get, yeah. 3 out of 4 times,
yeah.
I got a spot
yeah.
in the street.
If you're coming in for 2 hours, yes, try to find parking on Harrison or one of the little side streets, I believe, right?
And there's a T stop near there, too.
Yeah, I'm not into like I don't do like
just look on a map if you live in Boston anymore. And there's got to be a T stop.
So I had a really good time. I went down on Saturday. I was starving at 5 o'clock, so I left the gallery because I had been working all day both Friday and Saturday hanging the show, and I went over to Tate Bakery. And I had a lovely salad, and I sat there because they're open. Everybody's open now, right?
Yeah.
So nobody had masks on. I
really?
Could sit down at
did
a
the
table.
Employees?
The employees did, yes, yes. And then I called my friend Ileana, who works at the Capital Burger, and I was like, what are you doing? She just got off of work. So we were like, she came and met me, and we looked across the door, or across the way, and she was like, let's go to Yellow Door. And I was like, what the hell's Yellow Door? She goes, that place with the yellow door. And I go, I've been wondering what that was, because there's no signage on it. There's no goddamn sign.
Boy, I'm so glad they have a yellow door.
They have a yellow door. And that's the name, Yellow Door. It's a Mexican place.
Wow.
So we walk across the street. People are sitting outside. It's freaking 50 degrees max at like Saturday. It was
I don't
so
think it hit
cold.
50 Saturday,
right,
did
maybe
it?
47. And they've got the heat lamps. I'm like, you guys are crazy. I was so cold to the, I was like cold to the my
it
core.
It was cold this weekend.
Yeah, I still am. So we walk into Yellow Door. I make friends with everybody in there. She makes, yeah, she's not actually as friendly as I am. So, like,
no
God,
one is.
God bless her. But yeah, okay, that's good. I like being friendly, you know? You gotta be
I know.
Friendly. I talk to everybody. My daughter the other day was like, Mommy, why do you make friends with everybody? I'm like, that's a good person to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I
what
like
a
talking
question.
To people. No, she did. She's like, Mommy, why do you make friends with everybody? I'm like, why not? So, Yellow Door. It's pretty cool. Courtney was the bartender. Raphael was our
you
server.
You always remember the bartender's name everywhere you go. That's
you
good.
You got to make yes. friends with your bartender. I think it's so important. So important. And you got to tip well. You got to tip at least 20% all
oh,
day
I
long.
I always do.
Yeah. But people don't.
Usually more. When I had company credit cards, it was a lot more than that, you know?
People don't tip well. It's really sad. I hear it all the time. I hear it all the time. Because especially when I was doing event management, people were like, oh, man, that table just left me XYZ or whatever. And I'm like, really? Really?
If the co-hosts of Seems to Me show up, we will tip you well.
Exactly.
So count on that.
Exactly.
And our engineer, Mike Nash, he's a big tipper from what I hear.
Oh, yeah? You tip
yeah.
well?
Big tipper.
All right. Big tipper.
Hey, big spender.
Yeah, exactly.
Spend
hey, big tipper. Whatever the next
oh,
line
man,
is.
We are really silly today.
Well, you guys were both in funky-ass moods when I walked in, so I'm trying to lighten the mood here, you know
thank
what I'm
you.
Saying? All right, so what else did I do? So, Yellow Door, that
did you
was
go to
cool.
that Tata place?
And then, okay, so get this. So, you can never get into Toro, Boston.
Toro,
okay,
that's
Toro.
It.
Ken Oranger and Jamie Bassett, something. and so, I'm like, you know what would make my fucking month if we could go over to Toro and I could get the garlic shrimp. And my friend's like, oh, we're never going to get in there on like Saturday night. So I'm like, well, I'm going to ask. And I called and I said, any chance? So it was 6:30 on a Saturday night. I call and I'm like, hi, sweetie. You know, can I get a table? Can we sit at the bar? What's the wait? 45 minutes. 45 minutes for Toro is nothing. Okay. It's usually a 2 hour wait. So she's like, I can give you a table at 7:30. I'm like, oh. My God. Yes, I will take the reservation. So we sit at Yellow Door. We move from one place to another because, you know, everybody's like, the seating is still a little odd. But I walk into Yellow Door. Not one person had a mask on. The bartenders, the servers, the hostess.
Did that freak you out?
Yes. it was weird. Like, it's like, I mean, I'm waiting. I've been waiting for this day, but then it also feels like
it is, does feel strange. You know, I went to Whole Foods the other day in Shrewsbury. And a lot of people didn't have masks on. Mm-hmm. And it kind of surprised me. Because that's one place I would think that you would go to.
Did the
employees
staff?
All did.
They did.
But they didn't have the gluten-free bread that I was looking for, so I went to Park and Shop in Auburn, and people that worked there behind the deli counter and stuff did not have masks on.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's kind of different
it's
everywhere.
It's like a free-for-all.
I don't know what's going to happen. Do you? I don't.
I think the people are going to get COVID are still going to get COVID, and I think the people that are immune to it aren't going to get it, and I think those of us that are double vaxxed are, you know,
we're
probably pretty
vaxxed.
Safe. So I don't know. I'm over it, man. I'm done. I'm ready for life to start again. I really need life back, and I need people to come on down to the art gallery. You know,
yeah.
I actually had a really busy Sunday because it was so shitty out. People are like, well, we just decided to come see art. I'm like, that's what you should do on
do
a shitty weekend.
Do you have a policy as far as masks?
I did not wear my mask this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And most people came in with masks on. And I asked them if they wanted me to put my mask on. But I am supporting either decision.
Anyone see you without a mask and turn around and leave?
I don't know. There were definitely a lot of people that walked by. But all of us don't have our masks on when nobody's in the gallery. And then we put them on as soon as people come in. I mean, that's what we've all been doing. But I don't know. I mean, I think this is going to be a work in progress for all of us. You know,
is.
I mean, this is going to be a big, you know, other states have had this kind of laissez-faire, if you will, like,
I mean,
attitude.
The Celtics played last night. I watched the game on TV and they let 17,000 people into the garden, and not every one of them had masks on. When they showed the crowd, a lot of people weren't wearing masks.
I know people who went to that game. I know.
So, I mean, I think everyone just has had it. I'm going to
like
be careful.
Like you said, summer of 69, it's going to be like a love fest.
It was unfortunate this weekend. It was so cold because we didn't get to see, you know, the half.
I actually think it was a good thing because I think with releasing the mask mandate on a Saturday of Memorial Day weekend was a very dangerous decision, in my opinion, because, you know, but I have to say I went into Anchovies and Toro. Okay. Anchovies is a... Like, it's where the industry people go, like, after they get off of work on Columbus in the South End.
Downtown Boston.
In Back Bay. I walk in there, and it was like, oh, fuck. If you have, like, any reservations about being in a small space with a lot of people, you just blew it out of the water walking into Anchovies because it was packed. Wall-to-wall people. And I would say 90% of them did not have masks on.
Well, if the restaurants are not going to push it, then people aren't going to put masks on.
And I think there were people in there with masks on, right? And that's their choice. Like, if you want to still wear a mask, go for it. And if you don't, go for it. Like, this is what other states have been doing. So anyway, it was fun. I met some really cool people at Toro. Ileana, my friend Ileana, and I, like I said, we went to Yellow Door, and then we ended up going over to Toro. I made friends with this wonderful person, Emmy, and then her significant other, Mike. And Mike is one of the guys in the kitchen. He is one of the chefs in the kitchen. And it was just so much fun. I saw my old... bartender Lewis, who is now a server there, and then our bartender, I don't remember his name all of a sudden, but
I don't care if we're in the middle of the show, but I'm going to tell you an idea. You should log into your Seems to Me Instagram page that we created, and every time you go to these places, snap photos of all these people, including the bartenders, tag them all.
I cannot believe I didn't even realize we have an Instagram.
A marketing genius. What do you mean? I gave you the password and info for it.
I mean, Mike.
You can call me Mike. It's fine.
Steve, I am. My brain is so full.
You're the marketing wizard.
I know, but I'm so full. I'm like full, chock full.
We're
going to
talk. You're getting reprimanded at the end of this show by me. So get ready for that.
All right. So without further ado. I had my garlic shrimp at Toro. That's all I have to say. And my La Verdade El Mor, and I felt like I had come back to home.
La Verdade El Mor?
La Verdade y amor. It means truth and love.
Oh.
The truth and love. Like it's not beautiful.
You're truthful and you're lovely.
Oh, I love that. I might add that to my tattoo then. La verdad y amor.
Tattoo.
Oh, you don't know about my tattoo, do you?
I have a feeling I'm going to get to know about the tattoo.
Well, no,
enough.
You have to know me intimately
to know
my tattoo.
Oh, you're not
going to
show me the tattoo. Okay.
Well, maybe I'll show you, but it's not for everybody.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm at the edge of my seat.
It's something I drew myself.
So what's going on in the fashion world these
okay,
days?
Okay, yeah. Fashion, fashion, fashion. All right. So what I'm going to talk to you today about, my fashion lovelies, is the spring-summer 2021 trends. So there's quite a number of them. And I think what I will do, because I don't want to, like, I don't know, you tell me. I have like 7 or 8 trends I can talk about, or I can talk about 4 and then save 4 for the next week.
How about 4?
All right, cool. So one of the biggest things that's happening right now, and it's actually interesting. I have been seeing a lot of people doing this, but the wide leg trouser is probably one of the top trends right now. Now, I've heard some people refer to it as bell bottoms, but these aren't bell bottoms. These are wide from your thigh all the way down to the ankle trousers. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful it's a beautiful piece of clothing. I personally have them in my wardrobe. I don't.
So it's really tight around your butt, but it's really loose below your thighs?
Yes, it can be. It can be. But no, I mean, it's you know, it's a trouser, so it's not necessarily going to be tight. It depends. Some women will wear it that way. But it is a very well-tailored pair of pants, basically. And they're wide at the bottom. And it looks beautiful with a heel. And it looks beautiful with a tailored blazer. And, it, you know, but I'm seeing the trend. I mean, it's all over the runways. Let's see. Yves Saint Laurent and Max Mara had them on the runway. But, you know, you can pair it with a nice slim-fitted crew neck long sleeve shirt and then tuck it in and wear it with a beautiful big belt or small belt, and then really have your trousers be your statement piece. You're seeing them in white, you're seeing them in khaki, you're seeing them in black, you're seeing them in color, red, you're even seeing them in with prints. But I think it's a look for most people. I will say that the curvier and heavier set woman sometimes, to me, gets lost in the wide leg trouser. You end up just looking bigger than you probably want to look. It really is a skinny girl trend for sure. It you know, skinny tall women can pull these things off like nobody's business. That said, I've always done the wide leg trouser, slightly wide leg trouser in my collection, and I think it is a staple piece that you should leave in your wardrobe, and it will always circle back. So it is definitely one of the top trends for 2021. And I think I'm going to choose this other trend, which they're calling monochrome, which I've actually never heard this term used this way, but it's all about black and white. And it's kind of like the Vans little, you know, sneaker that has the black and white checker.
Oh.
It's also called half and half, where you're wearing, you know, like a block print where one side of your dress is black and one side's white.
I like that.
It's also black
kind
on top,
ska. Reminds
white
me
on
of
bottom.
Ska, the Specials, early ska bands.
Oh, they wore a lot of black
that.
And white
yeah.
stuff. Like the Mondrian, but
look.
Just like, yeah, okay. I mean, I've always loved that Van, you know, that has the checkered black and white.
Yeah.
My friend David just got a pair in yellow and white, you know, like yellow, white, checkered. But I really love, I love color. So when I see a black and white trend hitting the runways, you know, I think there's a really cool way to do this where you can do a pop of color, whether it's your shoes, your handbag, your lips, you know, wear red lipstick and then a black and white outfit. You know, you can do white on top, black on bottom, you know, you can do that whole look with a fun pop color on your belt, whether it's a skinny belt, a like you can incorporate leopard with black and white. That's where I'm going to do for my grand opening. I'm going to wear most likely I'm going to wear an all white outfit with yellow shoes.
Really?
I just want to stand. I want to kind of.
Wow. Do I have to get all dressed up on Friday?
You have to wear a tuxedo, Steve.
I don't have a tux.
He knew that was going to freak him out.
Oh, I hope you brought me my jacket. I want to wear that jacket.
You did not. Honey, I'll get to it. My mom's working on your mask, though.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Now that jacket, I don't need a mask anymore, but it's okay.
Dude, it's going to be like 80 degrees on Friday. You're not going to wear that jacket.
Okay. Sorry.
You can wear like, I'm going to get you a blazer.
I'm wearing
shorts. Yeah, wear shorts. Why not?
I am.
All right. So wait, you want two more trends. Here's a trend that I'm going to like poo-poo because it's just not for me. Bubblegum pink. Barbie pink. Ew. I'm over this color. I've been over this color for years. It's like I lived it for so long and then I'm over it. But it's back, ladies and gentlemen. It is back in a big way. It is literally, you're going to blow a hubba bubba bubble out of your mouth and that's the color.
And that's poo-poo.
I'm poo-pooing. Poo-pooing it. You're seeing it in a goddamn head-to-toe blazer pants shirt. You're seeing it in oversized shirts. I mean, you're seeing it in wide leg trousers. God, please don't do that. I don't know. I mean, you know, if you're a pink girl, I love shades and hues of pinks and fuchsias and purpley pinks, but this bubblegum pink, this Barbie doll pink, really it's not for me. But that's just my 2 cents. If you're going to show up to my art gallery
that
grand opening in bubblegum pink, go for it. And then, oh gosh, there's a couple more. I will have to talk about these next week. But I guess I'm gonna finish on stripes. It's a great word. Stripes and more stripes and stripes. You can do them up and down and sideways and horizontal and, you know, on the top, on the bottom, all together in a dress, in pants, in shirts. Apparently, they're everywhere. They're just all over the runways. And I do love a great navy and cream striped shirt. That is a stripe I will wear. I think black and white stripes are fun. I used to have these incredible H&M pants that were black and white striped. They're almost like what a rock star, like I could see LEV wearing these for sure on stage with like a corset top, which is another trend, and I'll touch on that next week. But a corset with black and white striped pants. Okay, that's where you could go bubblegum pink in a corset on the top, and then wear your black and white.
We need to get these
pants.
Shows on video so people can just see me nodding the whole time to everything that you say. Yes, I like corsets.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, corsets are all over the runways too. It's interesting. I mean, and they think that this is because of Bridgerton.
Oh, another show you're going to make me watch on Netflix. We could have a segue here.
Yeah, you definitely.
Why do
need
I need to watch
it?
That show?
Well. It's about the music to me. I think it's about
fact
that it's very much what our music is going to be for the grand opening and what we were talking about. They take violin and classical music and then it's this dichotomy of like olden day but with current music. So it's like a Beyonce song or a JC song or something like that using classical music.
That sounds interesting to me.
I thought the soundtracks of Bridgerton was brilliant.
I'm going to watch it. And I just started a new show this morning, but I won't.
No, yeah, you should watch it. Bridgerton's not very long. I think it's like 12 episodes and then it's done. And I don't know what's happening, but I mean, there's some good sex scenes. There's some good sex scenes. It's like literally a soft porn.
When you're ready, I want to talk to you about something that has some good sex scenes in it.
Okay. Let's see.
An assignment
from you. Okay, hold on. Am I done with my fashion trends? I think so. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to keep going with fashion trends and fashion advice. through these next segments because we've been asked for more. And I was remiss in not saying that. But I think one thing I'm going to end on here is...
I was going to say, of course you've been asked for more. You're the queen of fashion. I mean, yeah, of course I even want more fashion talk.
You guys, I swear, I love how much he loves me. Like, yeah, I love...
That's why I'm here. If I didn't love you as much as I love you, you would kick me to the curb.
He like, blows sunshine up my ass every week, and I
you
love
would,
it.
What?
I said, you blow sunshine up my ass every week, and I love it.
Baby, do I have some sunshine for you?
Woohoo! And I don't even like ass sex, you know? But anyway.
Hello.
So last but not least, big fan of anything tortoise. And that means like tortoise shell, like, you know, or faux tortoise. Eyeglasses, watches, jewelry. I have earrings. I have rings. I have bracelets. If I could wear shoes in tortoise, I would. If I could have a handbag in tortoise, I would. I don't think I do. But one thing that I hear is going off the trends is this oversized watch thing. And I think Michael Kors was like the leader of the pack with this oversized gold watch that everybody's been wearing for these last couple years. And for me, it started actually with white. I wanted a white porcelain watch, and I also wanted a tortoiseshell watch. And so my oversized tortoiseshell watch, I don't think was ever going to go out of style, and I'm never going to get rid of it, and I would wear it to tomorrow. And again, there's some things that I just think are super classic, and they never need to leave your closet. Just like the cowboy boot, you know, the cowboy boot, you can always have a pair of cowboy boots and it'll just cycle in and out of trending, and you should always wear them. If you're a cowboy boot wearer, then you're going to wear them. I have a pair of green cowboy boots. They're fabulous.
Wear those here one of these weeks.
You a cowboy boot kind of guy?
Man, are you flirty today? Oh,
maybe it's because I got something.
Oh, what?
Okay, so what are we talking about next? White lines. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
I think we're gonna get a copyright infringement for that.
Whatever, I just sang it.
It's
I
okay.
Can sing
I
it.
I
can
think
I?
We. I don't care.
Salt and pepper. I love you.
I wrote a couple things down that I'm just gonna read if you don't mind. I know. I don't. I know
oh,
we're not.
You just have
to be
read.
Too scripted,
jeez,
but I wrote
God.
The Netflix series White Lines was created by Alex Pena. It's been trending
Brilliant.
For a while. The show's about Zoe. Laura Haddock plays Zoe. She's obsessed.
Her
it's
lips
about,
are fabulous.
Her what?
Lips. She's got gorgeous lips.
Yeah, she's not the most attractive woman on the show, though, I don't think.
I find her very attractive.
Marta Milans, who plays Kika. Oh, my God, she's hot.
Oh, I love her.
She's
Kika.
She's hot. Kika. You're totally disrupting my
I'm gonna.
My paragraph. Why'd I even write this paragraph? It's about Zoe's obsession regarding her brother's body, which turns up 20 years later after his disappearance in Ibiza, where he was a famous club
he
owner
died.
And DJ.
Why do they call it the body? Like, she's obsessed with his body? What? That's so it's such a weird way to what to say. Like, what? She's obsessed with his death. That's the right word.
I'm the one that wrote this. So why don't you say, why are you obsessed with the body? This is my paragraph
I thought you said you were reading something. Okay,
just
but
insult me. It's
I'm
fine.
Insulting you. It's about the death, not the body.
She's regarding her brother's body that turned
I know,
up.
But you don't say that he's dead. You say she's obsessed
well,
with his
dead.
Body.
He was he was dead for 20 years. They couldn't find him. Then they found his body. So she decides to go to Ibiza to find out what happened. And it's a wild ride that mixes sex, drugs, and music. And despite all the great acting from Nuno Lopez, who plays Boxer, I loved him, and Daniel Mays, who plays Marcus, I thought they were great, by the way.
Oh, Marcus is such a dink, but he's so good.
And the stunningly beautiful Marta Milans, who I mentioned, who plays Kika. The show kind of falls short for me. I don't think you were expecting me to say this, but I'm going to say it. Because the ending, I didn't like the way it ended. It was open-ended. It was like they were preparing you for season two.
Exactly.
But then guess what? There is no season two.
What?
Because they've come out and said there will not be a season two.
Oh, that's lame.
So it's not like the Queen's Gambit where it ended, you were happy with the ending.
Mm.
The way White Lines ended, she's standing there. She found out who killed her brother, which I'm not going to tell you. Marcus has someone that wants $230,000 from him right away. We don't know what happens there. He wants to take over the clubs. We don't know what happens there. We don't know what happens to the woman that actually killed the daughter. We don't know what happens to the son, her brother, I mean. We don't know what happens with Boxer because he's driving away with his car door torn off. I mean, they left it like, what's up? I didn't get the ending. Did you?
It's funny. It didn't leave that kind of impression on me. I was just so entertained by the whole show, like the music, the sex, the scenes, the clothing, the lack of clothing.
A lot of sex.
If
you like sex in White Lines, mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
There was cocaine and sex
that's
in
amore.
That show to make up for the 70s. In one show.
I think it was a brilliant show. I really do. It's like nothing on TV is doing that right now. I don't know. I really liked it. I love looking at beautiful places, and like I gotta go to Ibiza now. I have to go to Ibiza.
And it was an English and Spanish crew.
Oh, yes.
Nothing to
See,
do with
this,
the US.
This is why I loved it so much. Is
the
British
to do with the US.
Manchester British accent with the sultry, sexy Spanish Catalonian accents, like, oh man, it's just so sexy. This show is sexy. It is sultry.
Just to be clear, I don't want you to think I didn't like the show, because I did like it.
Yeah.
I just didn't like the way it ended.
Yeah. That's how I felt about Sons of Anarchy. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? This is how you're gonna end this goddamn series? With him driving off
on
a motorcycle.
Now I'm not going to watch it because I know how it ended. I'm just kidding.
So disappointing. I mean, remember like The Sopranos and what a big deal it was, what the last episode's going to be? Like, people, the last episode matters probably more than the first episode.
Some shows lose a lot of steam as they go along. I felt that way about Shameless. It was really, really good, and then all of a sudden it just fizzled. Then it came back, and then it fizzled. They're still not done with it. Mm. They're never going to be done with it. Orange is the New Black. I didn't really like the way that ended either. You know, it's like...
An ending is everything.
Yeah, and the Queen's Gambit, as we talked about, had a great ending.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely. I think the music in a show matters. I think the cast, the fashion, the cinematography. I mean, you know, what's interesting about this trend with Netflix and these shows and these, you know, kind of not docu-series, but series shows, right? This is kind of a trend right now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
It's like, you know you're in it for 8 episodes or 10 episodes or 12 episodes. And then when it's over, you're like, oh, I want more. Or, oh, well, that was disappointing.
I just
right?
thought of another show that they better make a season 3 for, and they've left it open, Mindhunter. The first 2 seasons of that were amazing. They've got to come up with a third season.
See, that's how I felt about Bloodline. Bloodline was one that takes place in Key West, and it's this family that runs a B&B, and there's all this like death and sex.
So you get
and
my point.
Stuff.
You
yeah.
get my point
yeah.
about this. I mean,
and
it was
I'm
a great
like
show.
Jonesing for another
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, it was a great show, but it left her standing there, and Marcus, it just didn't end right.
Well, but it did, though. You find out who killed him, and that's what it's all
that
about.
That was a shocker, by the way.
Fucking shocker.
That was
big
a shocker.
Big shocker.
You had to wait all the way to the last 10 minutes of the show to find
I
out
mean,
who did it.
I did not see that one coming. I did not.
Neither did I.
I really didn't. And I mean, I'm glad. Like, I feel like they closed it down. They closed it. But
we don't have to agree on this.
But see, she fucked up her life. She fucked up
her
entire life for this fucked up thing that happened to her in her life. And to me, that's what it all comes down to is like, now what's going to happen to Zoe? Like, it's not about
her husband and wife were like, had it with her.
Yeah.
Her father gone. Her brother gone.
She loses everything.
Now you
in
don't
the
have
end.
To watch the show.
No, she loses everything in the end, and that was kind of.
But we didn't give it. Give enough away.
Whatever.
You can watch it.
But she loses everything in the end. But that's kind of what she wanted. That's it's a rebirth for
and
her.
And you
she
loved
gets
her
to start
lips.
Over. I think she was very sexy, but I loved the scene
Kika.
Between her and Boxer.
Oh, the sex scene?
Oh yeah.
See, I wanted
smoking.
Her and do you say Kika? Is that
Kika.
How you pronounce it?
Kika.
I wanted them to hook up. That's what I was hoping for.
Man, I didn't see that coming. I certainly didn't see Kika and Marcus getting together.
I know.
Yeah, that character.
You know what's
really
weird?
Hard
you know what's
to
going
watch.
Through my mind when they were making out? This beautiful woman is making out with this guy. I wonder how she got excited for that when they were shooting that.
Right?
You know?
He's just so not
Sorry,
attractive.
Daniel Mays. I don't mean to insult your looks.
I mean, he's a great actor. I will give him
He is
the,
a great actor.
Like, that was a good performance.
He was
performance.
One of the best ones on
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, because you love to hate him, kind of. Like, you're like, oh, what a dumbass.
I couldn't
right?
watch the broken leg scene, though. I had to, like, turn away
yeah,
from the TV.
Yeah, that was intense.
That was a little too much.
It's just a very entertaining show. Like, from episode start to episode end in each,
I
know,
watched all 10 episodes, yeah. And I just finished it yesterday morning, and...
good. It was like your life
thank
is,
you.
You know...
You've turned me on to some good ones.
Thank you.
Sure. Now I got to watch Bridgestone?
Bridgerton.
Bridgerton.
Bridgerton. Bridgerton.
I'm going to get some Bridgestone
and
tires, drive
Jean,
home, and watch Bridgerton.
Jean something something. Hey, he's gorgeous. Attracted to women, I am, like, as far as, like, I can tell you when a beautiful woman, but man, I do like a man. When there's a good-looking man to watch on TV, I like
and
it.
I'm just a lesbian in a man's body. I don't know what to tell you.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
well, I guess I'm weird. A gay man in a woman's body then.
I guess so.
I mean, what the fuck? Okay, so white lines. So, you know, get out there and turn it on.
Go to a movie theater and you won't find it. Go exactly. home and pay $8.99 a month and you'll find it.
Exactly.
Boy,
there
the times have changed, I'll tell you. It's not going to be at a drive-in movie anytime soon, that's for sure.
Well, no, everybody's going to drive-in movies now. It's a thing. There's one in Danvers or Peabody or something.
Like, I don't think I would enjoy the drive-in anymore. I only went to the drive-in when I was a kid for one reason.
I think it's the
that
best
the
thing
best place
that
to
came
take
out of
a
COVID.
Date.
Yeah. I think it's so cute. You could
I
get
had
to
more
sit in
sex
your car.
In drive-in movies than I saw movies.
Good one.
I did. I'm
I
not
wish,
kidding.
I wish. I never. It was gone before I was having sex.
Do you want me to talk about some new artists? Because I did a little segment here.
Yes,
I was going to
talk
about some new bands.
I was
going to
say, let's finish this off with some cool new music.
Yeah, these are just new bands that I found that I thought that we should talk about. One is called Pale Waves from Manchester.
Yeah.
Now, the Manchester, England scene, you just mentioned Manchester. Really? You know, Stone Roses, Smiths, Oasis, New Order. That means Joy Division, Happy Mondays. A lot of great bands have come from Manchester, and this is another new one. They're just starting to hit stride because they just put out their second album. They got this song called You Don't Own Me. It's written by the singer Heather Baron Gracie. It's a really infectious pop song. I like it. I think they're a lot bigger right now in the UK than they are everywhere else, but they're going to catch on.
Was she the one with the, like, red lips?
Yeah. I know you probably hated her style.
No. I loved the video. I loved her style. Like, she's playing the part. This is the one that I thought sounded like Katy Perry a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
To me,
it's
more
got a little
punky.
Katy Perry-ish, but no, it's absolutely.
More punky, and they got a goth kind of thing going on.
I saw that.
But check out their album, Who Am I? There's another song on there called Fall to Pieces that is a really strong track. Oh, the band you didn't like that I sent you was Sports Team. And I like them because they had a real charismatic frontman, Alex Rice. It's kind of like the Strokes, you know. It was very Strokish. Mm-hmm. But they really scored with their 2020 song called Here's the Thing. It's like a setting in a high school gym, and they have cheerleaders and the jocks working out, and they're performing right in the middle of it all. Their videos are really clever, and I think they have a chance to make some waves.
Ugh,
another English
I hated band. It. I hated the video. I hated the song. I hated the sound. Sorry.
Thank you for ruining my segment.
No,
and
not
least.
I have the right to have an opinion. Do you have an opinion about wide leg trousers? Huh?
I'm not sure yet. I have to actually
look
at them.
You were like
on
looking
at
me like I had like three heads.
Yeah,
when I
would prefer bell bottoms to come back, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because you want to see the tight ass.
Boy, I'm really the perv. I thought I was the perv on this show, but I'm not so sure about that. Here's a good one. Have you heard about Olivia Rodrigo?
Not until you introduced
her
to me.
She has a huge buzz going. She's part of this new TikTok breaking bands generation. Mm. And she had this song called Driver's License, which has 218 million views on YouTube. You got to check it out if you haven't. It's only been out since January. 218
really?
Million views.
Good for her.
And
I think my kiddo is going to love that song. And I loved the... Oh, wait, no. What was the song you introduced me to?
Good one. For You, which is more Good of a punkier song. That's her second single.
I would not call that punk.
My friend Nicole told me about this band, and she credits TikTok for their rapid rise. And someone else said that to me on the phone, too, today. Alvin Long and I were talking about this, too. I mean, her new song, Good For You, has only been out 2 weeks, and it's already hit 70 million views on YouTube.
She nailed it. I mean, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you like lyrics to a song, now, granted, I think this girl...
Good songwriter.
I think this girl is young, and I mean, she's young, and I think my daughter, who is... coming into being, you know, a young, almost teen. She's nine, but she's, you know, or almost nine. But
she probably knows Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, she's going to love this song.
Is she on TikTok?
No.
Okay,
God,
if she
no.
was, she would know.
No, I know. And I'm not going to let my kid be on TikTok as long as I can help it. But I will introduce that song to her because I think she'll really like it. And I actually really appreciated the lyrics because
yeah,
I think everybody
Driver's
that's...
License is a real tearjerker.
Oh, okay. I didn't listen to that one.
I think that's the one you might be talking
no,
about. Was it a slow ballady song?
No, you sent me the other one.
I sent you the more upbeat pop song.
Whatever,
good
you.
Good for you.
Because it's all about breaking up with somebody and seeing that they're with somebody else and you're feeling... bummed out and, you know, you're pissed off at them and she nailed it as far as the lyrics go. And I like the sound of the song.
Check out Driver's License, all you people
okay.
out there. I
I'll
highly
check
recommend
that.
I also want to give a quick mention to Lil Huddy, who has a song called 21st Century Vampire. Borrows heavily from Green Day. It's more of another. I'm really more into the pop punk kind of sound.
I know you are.
And I think that this kid is going to be a star. He's got a great look. It's a nut. The video is also really 9 million views.
So give us the names of these four people.
Okay, it's Pale Waves.
Liked them.
That's You Don't Own Me, more punky. Sports Team, which kind of strokey. Olivia Rodrigo, who's going to be a mainstream star. Steve Ricardo's predicting that she will be enormous.
She's going to be the next.
She's going to be like Taylor Swift and.
Yep. I agree.
All that she's headed
that,
for that. She's only 18. She's
really?
Definitely got it. Lil Huddy, which is like more of a poppy punk also. There's a lot of really good music happening out there right now, new music. And I've been trying to find the new music so we can cater to a younger audience because, you know, us older dudes and dudettes can appreciate the new young bands.
We are
as
dudes
well.
And dudettes. That's for
and every
sure.
week, if you want me to talk about some new bands, I can
do
that.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's great.
I think I can do it.
And I think you're right. You nailed it. I don't like the Sports Team. Is that their name?
Sports Team. It's a weird name.
Stupid name.
Weird name. But
stupid
they're kind of like the Strokes. That's why I like
them.
Yeah,
like I get that. I know people in my life that listen to that sound. I have a real hard time with that tinny, like, you know, it's almost like nails on a chalkboard for me a bit. So, you know, I can't get into it. But
both me and Michael, like, both have looks on our face.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You guys, you men always like that sound.
We apologize that don't. None of these artists sound like Prince. So I will apologize to you right now.
No, it's okay.
I don't think anyone will ever sound like
exactly.
Prince.
There's only one Prince and only room for one Prince. So you know what? We did this a couple weeks ago and we haven't done it again since. But I have been trying to manifest some, you know, positivity in my life, and part of the reason why I'm in a good mood today is because
you're manifested.
I'm in it. Like, I know my exhibit that I'm working on so hard is really freaking amazing, and my dad's work is so incredible, and I'm just manifesting the sales that are coming, and It was a full moon this past week, and I just
good for
I
wanted, Geminis.
Oh yes, right. Oh my God, we had a birthday and we didn't talk about it, Mr. Ooh. Ricardo. It was his birthday. Happy birthday!
Please, it was hard turning 40. You. I really can't. I don't really want to talk about it.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Thank you very much.
You're still young.
Thank you.
You're
I
young
didn't
at
turn
heart.
40. I'm a little older than that.
I know
people
you're
are like, he's only 40?
No,
and he
we
was
get
working
to go backwards
in the music
nowadays,
industry
don't
in the
we?
80s?
Yeah, no.
How did he do that? Was he 5 years old?
No. So let's end on this beautiful affirmation for your new year, okay? And my new year, and all of our new years. And this is just a beautiful affirmation, and it's a long one, so bear with me. Okay, because
I'm bare. I'm taking my clothes off now. I'm ready.
Are you barefoot? All right. So it's I get a lot of these on Instagram, and this one came to me on Instagram. Please, just let love in. Tell people how you feel, and do not worry about being too much. Be too much. Care too much. Let people show up for you. Let people remind you that there is goodness in this world. Be vulnerable. Do not be afraid of what you feel. Try to find the beauty in each breakdown. Try to move forward and let go. Try to learn and believe in new beginnings despite what you have been through. Kiss the faces of your friends. Hug their broken pieces back together. Laugh loudly and hope loudly. And live loudly, and be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with your healing. Connect, connect, connect. With every ounce of who you are, with every inch of your patchwork heart. Connect with the people who make you feel deeply. Connect with the moments that bring tears to your eyes. Connect with the things that make your hands shake. Embrace the things that make you aware of just how lucky you are to be alive. Please, just connect. Because beautiful things are vanishing each and every day. Don't let your heart become one of them.
That was lovely.
Isn't that nice? That's a good one.
It's very good.
Breathe.
I'm going to plug a couple things, okay?
Oh,
like our Instagram page.
Shit. Go for it.
At our what were we supposed to stop right there?
I was just in the moment, dude.
My co-host,
I'm like peace, love, and happiness, man.
My co-host,
like
didn't
I'm
know
just
we had
like 1969, loving the life, man.
69.
Go for it. We got to make money, dude.
No, I'm not going to say what I was going to say. We have an Instagram page called @seemstome, CIBSTEEV. We already have 24 followers, and we haven't done a damn thing with it. So can we, and there's two pictures of you on it.
Seems to me is S-E-A-M-S.
What did I say?
I think you said C or something like that.
Sorry, S-E-A-M-S to me, C-I-B-S-T-E-E-V.
Oh, okay, maybe that's it.
It's the only thing I could find for us.
Steve, okay.
And I just wanted to say that our email address is seems to me. CSSR Gmail, and we have a Patreon page, patreon.com.
Do we have any
seems to me we need patrons? We can't afford the show if someone doesn't sign up.
Cashola on Patreon, come on, people.
Yeah, really, you must have
one $5
person out there that can
10 bucks, hundy. Let's 50. Go for the hundy. Come on, people. I need a Benji.
And since I plug this show on my other show, I'm plugging my
do
show
it.
On this show.
Do it. Do
the
it.
The latest
do
episode
it.
Of Blowing Smoke with Twisted Rico features an interview with the Neats and Rick Hart from Ace of Hearts Records and some thoughts on the Linda Lindas, which are one of the hot new young bands in America. And what are you going to plug? Don't you have something going on tomorrow?
My grand opening. Yes, sir. Sibylline, the art gallery, contemporary art gallery in the South End, where there is art everywhere, all over the place. Art, lots of art. 460C, Harrison Avenue, Boston, Massachusetts.
Vintage String going on at 5?
5 p.m., pokes.
Pokes?
Pokes.
I'm going to poke you when we're done.
I'm going to poke you in the eye. Goodbye.
Bye.
So let the drum tone feel it in your soul. Take another round and let the good times roll.
Voices recorded at Voice Motel, voicemotel.com. Your complete podcast recording experience. Located in Union Square, Somerville, Massachusetts.